Now listen and answer questions 27 to 30.
Well, one thing you have to remember is that in a marketing report, you've got to have what they call an executive summary at the beginning. I forgot that and I got marked down.
Yeah, I've drafted it. I've got an overview.
Have you got something about the background there?
Yeah.
Good.
So, I've just made a summary of the main points. I wasn't sure whether or not I should have my aims there.
No, that's too personal. The executive summary is just, like, what a manager would read to get a general idea of your report if he was in a hurry.
Right. Then I'm okay for the first main part, all of the macro environment stuff. But it's when I get onto the problem section. I've listed all the problems that Coffee Now and Shaffer's are facing. But then what?
Well, you have to prioritise. So indicate the main problems, and then you analyse each one by connecting it with a theory. That's where your reading comes in.
Okay.
Have you done your implementation section yet?
I've thought about it. So that's where I write about what could be done about the problems.
Yes. And it's got to be practical, so don't forget to specify things like who would be involved, and the cost, and the order that things would be done in.
Right. Well, that shouldn't take long.
You'd be surprised. Actually, that's the bit that tends to get badly done because people run out of time. That and the conclusion.
Oh, any hints for that?
Well, it's got to draw out the main points from your report. So it's got to be quite general. You need to avoid introducing new stuff here. It's got to sum up what you've said earlier.
Okay. Thanks, Anna. That's been a big help.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.